Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is David Clark. I'm glad to be with you again this morning on The Truth Ministries. It's such a nice day. Get up and let's get ready to be in the house of God today if you're not already. I'm looking forward to what I'm going to share with you today. Every Sunday morning, I'm so excited to get here and to be with you on this radio broadcast. And I want you to know that. I really appreciate everyone for your support, for tuning in. And I just know that the Lord's going to bless you. Not because it's me talking, but just because it's His Word, and it will not return to us void. The Bible says so. So let's turn in our Bibles this morning. I'm going to read a lot of different scriptures, but if you want to turn with me to the book of Genesis, I'm going to read a very familiar, if you don't know this one, I just don't know what to say, because this is one of the most popular, one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, because it's the very first one, Genesis 1 and 1, is where I'm going to start today. I figured the best place to start is at the beginning. All right, so Genesis 1 and 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." Did you hear that? God divided the light from the darkness. Now, we read here in Genesis 1 and 1, well, this is the first record. Genesis 1 and 3 is where God spoke. The first record in the Bible where we have any documentation of God speaking. And the very first thing God spoke in Genesis 1 and 3, the first time there's ever documentation of God speaking, God is giving light from the very beginning. Now, we use light for all kinds of things. We use light for gardening, and the plants have to have light. We use light to see by in the house. We have electricity. But the sun, we have to have the sun or we cannot survive. You understand that. Whenever God spoke in Genesis 1 and 3, and He put the sun in the sky, it was there for humanity's survival. It is necessary for the sun to be there for us to survive. We can't have plants for food without the sun. Well, we even now we have solar panels that we charge up by the sun. We need the vitamin D from the sun. We need the sun for everything, for our very survival. Now, whenever God spoke in Genesis 1 and 3, and He said, "Let there be light," this whole earth, everything here, was nothing. It was just formless. It was void. And God spoke and said, "Let there be light." I think it is so so fitting that the first words God ever spoke in this Bible, every first documentation we have, is God giving light. Let there be light. Then the Bible goes on to say, God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. From the very beginning, friends, there has been a noticeable division between light and darkness. From the very beginning. For in Genesis, we just read, if you're just tuning in, God created the heavens and earth. God spoke, "Let there be light," and then He divided the light from the darkness. Now, we're going to move on here, but I want you to get this morning, that from the very beginning, from the very foundation of the world, light has been separated from darkness. Now, we use the sun, as I said, for many things. We have to have the sun to survive. It was imperative that God put light there to separate everything so we could see, to give us energy, all that. We have seasons because of the sun's different position. The times of day, our calendar, everything depends on the movement of the sun. It's very important for us. Now, We have to have sunlight to survive. Do you know it is scientifically proven that if a man is put into total darkness with no light for an extended amount of time, number one, he will lose the use of his eyes because the body will no longer support the eyes because they're not needed. And then also, an extended amount of time in darkness, a man will lose his mind. Because the darkness, there's no comprehension of light. There's the nothingness there, the void there. It can play tricks on the human mind. We must have the light. Now, you know that, and I know that we live in a dark world today. We live in a society today that is godless for the most part, that is lawless for the most part, that is void of any type of light. But I want to talk to you this morning about this light that God gave us. He spoke and hung the sun in the sky. We know that he created the earth, and we know he created everything in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. But I want to move ahead here in the scriptures, and I want to talk to you about another light that God gave us. In contrast to what we just said, I want us to talk about this in First John. I'm sorry, turn to the book of St. John first. Let's go to St. John first. The book of St. John, chapter 1. Some of you who have read this know where I'm going with this. Just bear with me. John chapter 1, let's read the first couple of verses here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light of Christ shines in an evil and sinful world controlled by Satan. I'm reading from the commentary. The majority of the world has not accepted his life or light, but the darkness has not comprehended it, or which is to say, has not mastered it or won over it. The light of Jesus Christ was given to us as a beacon, as a power source, much like the sun was hung in the sky. The light of Christ has come, has gone out into the world for us to follow, for us to live by, to give us power and strength. We have to have this light of Christ that the Bible's talking about here. In the beginning was the Word, friends. That Word is Jesus Christ. He was there in the beginning. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I think it's so fitting that in the Bible says here that he was there in the beginning. Whenever the sun was hung in the sky, whenever that light was spoken, let there be light, Jesus was there. The light was already there, the spiritual light. He was not sent into the world yet for us, but he was already on the scene, friends. And the Bible says here in John chapter 1, he is the light of the world. Now, we live, like I said, in an immoral society, very immoral, very godless, very lawless, and we look for the light of Jesus Christ ever shining. But friends, I want to tell you that this Bible says that there's going to be folks that do not want the light of Jesus at all. And we're going to read that in just a minute here. I'm just trying to give you an overview of where we're going. The light of Jesus Christ is what we have to live by. It's what keeps us from the darkness. It's what separates us from the darkness. And friends, he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have that invitation. Come out of the dark places. Come out of sin. Come out of sorrow and into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. What a blessed hope this morning that there is darkness everywhere, but we have an invitation from Jesus. Walk in my light. Walk in my freedom. Walk in my liberty. What a promise to us today. What an invitation. What a blessed hope for us to have the light of Jesus Christ to go before us. The Bible said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." What a blessing, what a hope, what a surety this morning that Jesus can be that light. But I want to tell you here that there are people that are not going to want to accept this light. There's not people that's not going to want to accept what Jesus is for us and what he wants to give to us. Let's read John chapter 3, moving right along here. John chapter 3, let's read verse number 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Listen to me this morning. There is a choice that you and I have to make today, whether we're going to walk in the light, whether we're going to live in Christ, or whether we're going to be consumed by darkness, friend. And I want to tell you that darkness is rampant in the world today. But Jesus came to be the light, to show us the way, to live in us, that the light may be in us, so we can have victory, so we can live over sin, and we can come out of darkness. He's not called us into darkness, but into his marvelous light. Brother David, what's all this talk about darkness and light today? I want to tell you, friends, that where there is no light, the darkness overcomes. Where there is no light, it is consumed with darkness. And in this last hour we're living in today, if you don't have Jesus living on the inside, if you don't have the love and the light of Jesus on the inside, friend, darkness is going to overtake you. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just prevalent in the world today. We've got all kinds of things going on that are evident that the darkness of sin is rampant today. Look at the political scheme. Look at how things are going in Washington. There's corruption everywhere. Nobody can get along. The love of Christ is not evident. I haven't heard anybody get on CNN or ABC, NBC, Fox News. Nobody wants to get on there and just say how much they love everybody and how much they just want to work together and how much they just want to be a blessing to one another. No, sir, no, ma'am. Everything is mudslinging. Everything is hate. Everything is disparity. Everything is coming against one another. Nobody wants to get along. The love of Jesus is absent from the heart of men today. We've got mamas and daddies that are given the own sexual assignment to children whenever they're born. They're telling the kids what gender they're going to be. That sometimes even goes against the anatomy of the child. Listen, the world is filled with darkness today. It's prevalent on the face of the earth. We've got people that are murdering, stealing, killing, lying, cheating, all the things that this Bible said would happen in the absence of the light of Jesus. It is prevalent in the world that we live in. But friends, he has not called us into darkness, but he's called us into his marvelous light. Walk in the light as he is in the light today. Now, I know that a lot of people are going to say, well, Brother David, you know, we're born again, we're saved, you know, we have the love of Jesus, we have the light of Christ shining in our heart, we don't participate in this or that, but I want to tell you this morning that darkness is not just in the room, darkness is not just in nighttime outside when the sun goes down, darkness is in the heart of a man. Darkness is the condition of his heart. Darkness is, simply put, the absence of light, the absence of Jesus in the heart of a man. You can do everything seemingly correct on the outside. You can do everything seemingly correct from the onlooker's point of view and still have the darkness of sin prevalent in your life, the only thing that dispels darkness is Jesus Christ himself. The only thing that drives darkness out of the heart of a man is Jesus Christ. From the very beginning, it was God's intention that we have light. From the very foundations of the world, it was always God's intention for his church to be a church of light. No darkness whatsoever. Listen, let's read on here. I want to read you some more scripture. I got a lot to cover. I'm not going to get to it all. I can tell you already, this may have to be a two-parter, but I want to read you some more here. Ephesians. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, and let's read here. It says, for ye were sometimes dark in darkness, but now ye are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. It's going to be evident in anyone who claims to know the Lord, who claims to have his light in their life. It's going to be evident by their works. I know that we're a very anti-judgy society now. Everybody gets their feelings hurt when they feel like they're being judged or measured up. But the simple truth of the matter is, this Bible tells me that if I love the Lord, I'm going to follow the light. If I love the Lord, I'm not going to walk in darkness. There's not going to be any sin prevalent in my life. I'm going to abstain from sin. I'm going to abstain from darkness, and I can do that through Jesus Christ. I can be his church. I can be his bride. I can be a sinless, holy believer of God through his power, walking in his marvelous light today. He's calling the church to walk in light. He's calling us out of darkness. Listen, there's folks I know. There's folks that they give up on their prayer life. They give up on the way of life that they know to be right. They give up on so many things, and darkness begins to creep in. Friends, if you go through the house flipping off light switches, it may not be dark in every room, but everywhere you cut the light off, darkness will creep in. And we are the same way. Every time we give the devil a little bit of room, more and more of that darkness is creeping in to our life. It becomes evident. We begin to take part in things we used to not do. Somebody help me here. We begin to do things that we used to say was sin. We used to entertain things that we used to call darkness. We used to call the sin, sin. We used to abstain from darkness, abstain from sin. But now we've gone through and we've gotten comfortable sitting in a dim lit room. We've got comfortable just entertaining the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. We've gotten comfortable. But friends, Jesus has come that we might have his life and his light. He's come to expel the darkness. He's come to light up every area of our heart so that sin can be addressed, so that it can be eradicated, so that it can be handled. Jesus is the remedy for darkness. Listen, he's called us to walk in his light. We have an obligation as the church of Jesus Christ to be the light to this world. How can they see Jesus if the church is walking in darkness? How can they see Christ if we will not shine his light to the world? Friends, the church is a beacon. The church is a lighthouse set on a hill, and we're not supposed to hide it. That little song we sing when we were kids, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over Jacksonville. I'm going to let it shine. Well, folks are walking around, hearts so full of darkness, nobody can tell we belong to him, because the fruit of him, the fruit of his light, the fruit of the Spirit, none of those things are present in our heart. We are consumed with darkness. And then we get mad when somebody points it out and says that that's not Christ. But friends, I want to tell you, when Jesus is living on the inside, there's going to be some evidence. It's on the outside. When Jesus is living on the inside of a believer, there will be light. He's called us to walk in light. Listen here. 1 Peter 2:9. Let's read that together. 1 Peter 2:9. It says here, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which hath not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." He's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The darkness that is so prevalent and rampant in the world today, friend, the church has no business being a part of. The conversations of the world, the church has no business being a part of. The sin and the promiscuity of the world, the church has no business being a part of. All of the godlessness of society, the church has no business being a part of. Friends, I just want to remind you today that you were not called into darkness. You were called into his light. And just as God said, "Let there be light," and he separated it from darkness, he sent Jesus to be the light of the world, the only begotten Son of God, to be the light so we could have separation from darkness, friend. Walk in the light of Jesus today and be separate. This is going to require action on our behalf. It's going to require the church abstaining from some things. "Well, Brother David, we live in grace. We just do what we want to, and everything will be all right. Pray one time, and then we are settled forever." Friend, the Bible don't say that nowhere. He said to walk in the light. That means continually abiding in Christ. That's going to cause us to stop doing some things. That's going to cause us to abstain from some behaviors. That's going to cause us to live right. It's going to cause us to be the righteous of God through the blood of Jesus today. 1 John 1:5. Let me read this. I told you I had a lot of scripture. I'm not going to get them all in, but I'm going to try my absolute best. 1 John 1:5. "This is then the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." How can we say we have fellowship with God if there's darkness living on the inside? Now, let me say this. I'm going to make some folks mad here, and I'm not trying to. I didn't come to be ugly today. I just came to tell you about Jesus. I just came to declare him to everybody who will hear. But listen, it is no surprise to me that the darkness that has settled in on the church, now it's evident. Every sanctuary of every mega church looks like a concert hall. All the laser light shows, it's pitch black, stage is black, ceiling's black. And I know, listen, I know the color of the paint on the wall don't mean it's sin, but listen, the environment they create, the fog machines, what are we trying to do? Listen, it resembles so much of the life of sin. And I'm not saying that if your church does that, you're wrong. I'm saying that our lives should reflect the light of Jesus Christ. Somebody turn a light switch on so we can look around and see what's going on in the house of God. Somebody turn your cell phone off so we can pay attention to the word of God. Listen to me. We walk in darkness. Whenever people are in sin, they want to party in the dark. They want to do things in the dark. They don't want the lights turned on so their sin can be exposed. They want to do everything hidden and in secret. But listen, Jesus came so we could have light. He came to turn on the light and reveal everything so that sin could be dealt with. I want to tell you this morning, he is the light of the world, and I want his light living in me to shine to this world that's lost so they can see that there is a hope. They can see that there is a Savior. They can see that there is a God in heaven who loves us and who wants to save us. It's the light of Jesus, and we must walk therein. You are children of the light. Peter, 1 Peter 2:9, we just read, said he has called us into light, called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We just read in 1 John where he said, "God is light and in him is no darkness." I want to tell you this morning, if you don't like the light, you're not going to like Revelation 21. If you don't like light, if you don't like things being lit up, If you don't like walking in the light, you're not going to like heaven. Listen to what Revelation 21 and verse number 23 says. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. My God, if you like darkness, you're not going to like heaven, because everywhere that God is, there is light. Everywhere a child of God is, there is light. Every time we walk out into this dark world, the powers of hell should tremble, not because of me, but because of the light of Jesus Christ that is shining in the darkness. I gave the example last night of the prison, of how when Jesus walked into those tombs at Gadara, and the demon-possessed man, those legion of demons cried out and said, Jesus, or what have we to do with thee, Jesus? Thou son of David, have you come to torment us before the time, before he ever introduced himself, before he ever said anything? Hell recognized the steps of the master. Hell recognized the steps of Jesus. It recognized his light. It recognized his power. I'm telling you, friends, hell trembles at the power of Jesus' name. We sing that song, How Great Is Our God. One of the verses says, he wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, but it trembles at his voice. Friends, I want to tell you, that same light ought to be living on the inside of every Christian today. The world ought to know there is something different, something peculiar, something wonderful on the inside of every believer. We make that out to be, well, you just want us to be dried up prunes. You want us to be fuddy-duddies. You don't want us to take part in nothing. Listen, friends, Jesus wants us to have part in all of him. He wants us to have all of him. Listen, I want to be separate from this world. I want to be divided from the darkness. Well, there can't be light and dark in the same room. You can't have a light on and have darkness too. You walk into a dark room with a candle, it's going to shine light in that darkness. That's the point, friends. You got to pick a side. You got to choose. Are you going to walk in the darkness, or are you going to come into this marvelous light to which we've been called into? Listen to what light does. Light reveals sin. A lot of folks don't want Jesus to shine light on them because it's going to call to the surface the sin which they've tried to conceal. But his light will reveal our hidden sin. Light dispels the darkness. Anytime Jesus walks into a room, darkness has to flee. Satan has to flee. Sin has to be loosed. The ones that are tormented, the ones that are bound and addicted, they must be set free at the light of Jesus. Light also brings healing. You can see this in the medical world. We have hospitals that their goal is to provide a quiet place, a well-lit place for folks to recover. Light brings healing. Light brings healing to the body. Listen, light shines the way forward. Without Jesus, friend, we don't have a hope in heaven of making it to heaven. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If I'm going to make it there, friend, it's going to be by the light of Jesus shining the way in the darkness. Friends, in this last hour, what the world needs most is not a church that is consumed and obsessed with being as much like the world as they possibly can. He's looking for a church that is consumed with the light of Jesus, that the light of Christ is shining in the darkness. Everywhere we go, we're a spotlight shining for him, consuming the darkness, expelling the darkness from the room, shining the light on sin, shining the light on the wrong, and letting folks know that there is a better way. I want to be the light. We say that all the time. Lord, let my life be a light. Hallelujah. We don't want the light to get in us, though. We don't want the light to get in us, because then it's going to reveal my sin. Then I've got to be accountable for what shows up. I'm out of time this morning. I told you I wouldn't be able to get to everything. Walk in the light of Jesus today. walk in his light. We got no time to entertain the darkness. Let's walk in the light of Christ. Get up somewhere and go to church and worship God today. He's worthy of all of our praise. Brother David loves you. I hope you'll come back next Sunday morning. Join me here at 8:30. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.